This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 13th of March. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 18000. Low, 100 miles northeast of Iceland, 955, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain or squally, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering west 6 to 4 later, rain at first in Dogger, otherwise squally, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. Southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, then 4 or 5 later, rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, veering northwest 4 or 5 later, rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west, then northwest later 5 to 7, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, northeasterly 4 to 6 until later in south, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. South Fitzroy, southwesterly veering westerly, then northwesterly later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor at first. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northwesterly later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall. Westerly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in North Shannon and South Rockall, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 at times later, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Bailey, west or northwest 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, southeast Faroes. Westerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Northwest Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwesterly 6 to gale 8 in south, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 5, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 979, falling. Stornoway, south southwest 5, recent precipitation, 14 miles, 974, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 7, 14 miles, 975, now rising. Wick Automatic, southwest 5, 14 miles, 977, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by south 4, 22 miles, 982, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest 4, slight drizzle, 19 miles, 984, falling slowly. Boomer, south by west 4, more than 38 miles, 988, falling. Bridlington, west 4, 992, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south, southwest 8, 2 miles, 1006. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south, southwest 8, 2 miles, 1006. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest 6, 1004, falling quickly. Jersey, South southwest 6, 11 miles, 1016. Channel light vessel automatic, south by west 7, 1004. Scilly automatic, west southwest 7, rain 4 miles, 1002, falling slowly. Milford Haven, west northwest 4, slight rain 3 miles, 997, now rising. Aberporth, west 6, rain 2 miles, 996, now rising. Valley, west by south 6, rain 8 miles, 993, now rising. Liverpool Crosby, southwest 6, rain 6 miles, 992, falling slowly. Valencia, west by south 6, recent drizzle 7 miles, 997, now falling. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 6, recent precipitation 15 miles, 990, now rising. Malin Head, southwest 7, slight showers 3 miles, 963, now rising. Macrihanish Automatic, southwest 4, recent precipitation 27 miles, 985, falling slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: the United Kingdom currently lies in a strong southwesterly airflow, with gales or severe gales affecting most areas. The flow will veer mostly westerly and gradually ease, remaining unsettled with further rain or squally showers, which will be wintry at times around some northern coasts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly, veering westerly later, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in north and at first in south. Squally, wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first, veering west 4 to 6 later. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time at first. Showers, wintry at times, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time at first. Veering west 4 or 5 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5 later, rain then showers, good occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in east, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 or 6, then northwest 4 or 5 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, perhaps squally, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, squally at times, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, squally at times, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, wintry showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering west or northwest 5 to 7. Squally wintry showers, moderate or good occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest veering west 5 to 7, increasing gale at 8 at times until later. Squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, Shetland Isles. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. My name is Vijay Ellis. Thank you so much for your company. Have a peaceful night.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Will Chalk. Coming up, there are questions to be answered after an American plane reportedly crashed in Iraq.
This is part of the inevitable costs of a conflict. Even the best military doesn't operate without accidents, and that appears to have been what occurred here.
We'll bring you up to date too as strikes continue in Iran and Lebanon. There's been a statement supposedly from Iran's new supreme leader read out on state television there. Also on the way, we'll hear from Michigan in the US after a man drove a car into a synagogue.
Obviously, it's a hateful, terrible thing, right? But what drove this person into action, that has to be determined by the investigation.
And there's trouble in food paradise after a scandal at one of the world's best restaurants.
I'm sorry everyone is in this situation. I really, really am. I don't think this represents our team.
That's all on the way after the latest world news.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovetska. Israel says it's launched a new broad wave of airstrikes on the Iranian capital Tehran. The action took place hours after it said it had attacked a site linked to developing nuclear weapons. The new attack came as the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave his first news conference since the war began. Lucy Williamson, who's in Jerusalem, has more details.
He talked about the enormous achievements that were changing the balance of power in the Middle East and beyond. This is no longer the same Iran, no longer the same Middle East, and this is not the same Israel, he said. And there are some Israelis who will hear that and will hear in it their Prime Minister saying that Israel has achieved what it set out to achieve in this war, even while Iran's regime is still in place.
The US military says an American aerial refueling aircraft, a KC-135, has crashed in western Iraq.